And today, a whole lot of attention is being paid to a previously undisclosed meeting that President Trump's son, Donald Jr., had right after his father won the Republican nomination with a Russian lawyer connected to the Kremlin. When the meeting was first reported on Saturday, Donald Jr. said it was about Russian adoption policy. Yesterday, he revised that, saying he was asked to have the meeting with the female lawyer because he was told she might have information helpful to the campaign, which turned out to be what he called vague, ambiguous opposition research on Hillary Clinton, what others are calling dirt. Eyebrows shot up, but on Sunday, White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus called the story a big nothing burger. And this morning, Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, in a lengthy back and forth with CNN's Chris Cuomo, said the media was too focused on Russia and this meeting. Here's a portion.
There was no information given. There was no action taken. There was no follow-up. And let me just respectfully say, as well as I can, I don't think anybody had to look very far to find damaging information on Hillary Clinton or negative information.
He still decided to take a meeting with somebody.
No, it's not beside the point. She provided
Rosalind Hellerman, political investigations and enterprise reporter for The Washington Post, joins us on her landline. Roz, this nothing burger has created a lot of buzz.
Yeah, I mean, there's an enormous amount of attention on this meeting, not just that it took place, but also that the Trump campaign was so slow in disclosing this. You know, you might remember way back in November, right after the election, the Kremlin referred to having had repeated meetings of some kind with the Trump campaign. And at the time, Hope Hicks said unequivocally that there had been no contacts of any kind between the Trump campaign and foreigners. And yet, you know, over and over, over time, we have learned that there were contacts. There were contacts with the Russian ambassador. There was contacts now with this Russian lawyer.
Yeah, well, Donald Jr. took to Twitter this morning to deny any inconsistency in his two statements. First, that the meeting was about adoption, and second, that it was to get dirt on Clinton. He then sarcastically tweeted, "Obviously, I'm the first person on a campaign to ever take a meeting to hear info about an opponent. Went nowhere, but had to listen." Look, let's outline what happened here. This was right before Corey Lewandowski was fired as campaign manager. Who else did Donald Jr. invite to this meeting?
He invited Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and also a very important campaign aide and, of course, now a very important White House advisor. He invited Paul Manafort, who was a key campaign advisor at the time and not long after this would become chairman of the campaign. The other people at the meeting were, of course, the lawyer, a translator, and a businessman that we interviewed yesterday who knew Don Jr. From the Miss Universe pageant and had requested the meeting at the behest of a Russian client of his.
Well, and the first reporting by the New York Times about this meeting outlined a meeting in which this lawyer wanted to talk about Americans adopting Russian children. President Putin had banned that after sanctions from the U.S. for human rights abuses, specifically the death of Sergei Magnitsky, a Russian who exposed a corruption scandal and then died under mysterious circumstances in prison. The U.S. sanctions are called the Magnitsky Acts. This lawyer is very much an opponent of those sanctions. Tell us more about her.
Yeah, she's a lawyer who represents the CEO of a company that is caught up in the Magnitsky Act, the Magnitsky situation. Basically, U.S. authorities have said that he receives from some of the stolen assets that this lawyer, Magnitsky, had uncovered had been stolen. In that role, she has sort of traveled the globe pushing back against the adoption of these laws. It's important to note that Russian adoption might sound like sort of a humanitarian an issue, but because the reason why the adoptions were halted was that Putin was retaliating for these human rights abuse-related sanctions, it's very much a policy issue. Those two issues are inextricably linked. Adoption is about sanctions, these particular sanctions adopted by Congress, but those two issues are linked.
Well, so there are concerns that the Trump campaign may have been talking about sanctions with Russians, and we're admittedly talking about opposition research on Hillary Clinton. Now, Republican strategist Stuart Stevens, who advised Mitt Romney, tweeted this morning, "If you can find someone in other presidential campaigns who's received oppo from foreign interests, please share." You know, there's some history here of people not doing this.
Yeah, some people have been discussing this morning an incident that happened in the campaign between Al Gore and George Bush. The Gore campaign was apparently sent a binder of Bush material. Basically, you know, someone gave them their opponent's material, and obviously that would have been stolen in some way or leaked from their opponent. And I don't think there's ever been indication that there were foreign interests involved. But, you know, they had obtained it through illicit means, and their response to that was to call the FBI.
Yeah. Well, Congress is just coming back. There was hope that there'd be other things on the front burner, but it looks as if this has now taken it. Rosalind Helderman, political investigations and enterprise reporter for The Washington Post. Rosalind, thank you.
Thank you.